How y'all doing?
Damn!
Loud microphone.
Hey y'all, I'm Billy Kim from WIMZ. I just walked by this microphone right here. I'm gonna walk over here and just point at it. See that little tube right there? That's Peter Frampton's talk box mic. That's me. Wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah. Y'all know about that. Hey, I want to tell you a couple of things. Thanks to Thermocopy. They are, of course, the Tennessee Theater sponsor here for the 2008 series. Also, got a couple of shows coming up. The Beach Boys will be here. And come back in December, a special performance by David Byrne at the Talking Heads, if you're into that. Now, for more information, you can go out and visit the table, the Tennessee Theater table out in the lobby, and you can sign up for their weekly newsletter. And online at TennesseeTheater.com. They're telling me that you need to silence your cell phones. Exits are located at the illuminated exit signs, which you'll see proudly displayed around the place here. Hopefully we won't have to use those. And what else they tell me here? Pretty much that's it. Thanks. Y'all have a good time. Enjoy Peter Frampton. He's coming up next. To be back. It's been a while, I think, and very glad to be playing in this beautiful venue here. You've got a wonderful place here. This is great. Yeah, we didn't do a sound check. We just went going there like, ooh, this is nice. So, yeah, we did a couple of Motown things there. The obviously, Stevie Wonder did Signed, Sealed, Delivered way before I did. earlier on in the year, I got to induct into the Musicians Hall of Fame the Funk Brothers. They played on just about every, they did, on every Motown record that there is. So, there's something special about meeting those guys and actually getting to play with them. So, what's going to happen,
I spoke with them during the show we did, and asked them, would it be possible, would they like to come and do a little playing on the next CD? So they said, yeah. So we're going to have some rockin' Motown Frampton on the next one. They're going to join us anyway. So that's going to be a big thrill for us. So I thought we'd go to, there's two numbers I didn't write. Here's one I did write, and it's it came from that vinyl collection of mine. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it's much bigger than a CD. And the album covers, especially my gatefold, there's a double cover, were very, very useful for cleaning brass. You stoners.
Can you feel it again?
Oh, yes, okay, I've got to change the subject. Yes, officer. So, try this one. Between numbers, because it gives me a chance to have a drink. So that sort of stuff is really good. Makes us feel at home. And well, thank you, sir. I don't know what to say. We'd like to. Who's that next to you? We'd like to go back to my very first solo record and do something when I was about this tall and had hair. But this one, it goes like, we're just doing it. I used to do this acoustically. You've heard it before acoustically. You might not have heard it like this. So.
Thank you.
For those of you that really care, I had a senior moment there. Hey, come on, Adam, can I help you? Yes? You grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio, yes? I was the first concert she ever saw. Yes, I do. She says she knows I live in Ohio still. What's that? I don't think that's a good idea because I'm very busy. But I told you to wait out in the car. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Thank you, madam. It's wonderful. Thank you so much for that first concert. The man has something to give you. One cash and prizes over here. Thank you. Yes. Go right with him. We have a watch. In fact, we have the $4.99 watch from Chinatown in New York. Here. Oh, I think they're getting married. To the security guy. Wonderful. I'm not worried about my senior moment now, I tell you. That's when you turn down. I'm on the wall now. So, you might have heard me say this before. Now we're going to do Show Me the Way. No. What? Yeah, I'm so confused. I didn't have my nap this afternoon. But, maybe I should have had a drawing. Take it away.
You.
So, thank you very much. I'm feeling much better now, thank you. Is everything okay for you out there? Okay. Everybody eat? Did you eat before you came in? Okay. All right. Good. Well, a couple of years ago, I released a CD called Fingerprints. That wasn't the reaction I was expecting. Almost. So what actually happens there, you see, the first ones that sort of yell out a little bit, they are the ones that have actually bought it. Thank you, sir. And the rest of you are making the fake scream are the ones that are going to buy it on the way out. And I thank you ahead of time, thank you very much. I think there's quite a deal going on right now. Our merchandising bank collapsed the other day, so we're giving good deals. What? Oh, the 8-track? Bring the 8-track back. I have lots of them, still sealed actually, but I don't have the player, so it's... You can't play those things anymore. They go on and on and on. That was great. So, where the hell was I? Right, okay. So this instrumental record, Fingerprints. It's all right, I know you haven't bought it. We're going to do a couple of numbers, and the first one now, I'm going to check what we're doing now. Hold on. Oh, that's it. Okay, got it. So this one was one I wrote with my partner in crime, producer and writer, Mr. Gordon Kennedy. And he happened to write Change the World for Mr. Clapton. And this one is called Float. Thank you. Thank you. On the bass, Mr. John Regan. John and I always do a bit of writing on every CD, and this one was no exception. So John came up with this funky bass line, and it turned into this one, which is called Boot It Up. Singing on the second one. So, but on the way over here tonight, from the hotel in the very lovely car they laid on for us, I heard the original of what we're about to do now, and I still think it's the best. But the person who wrote this is a gentleman called Mr. Chris Cornell. And I actually got to go jam with him, and we played half my version and half his version. It was pretty cool. And so, I'm going to do it for you now. It goes something like this. suddenly the day turns into night, far away from the city. Thank you very much. We're having a ball here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Guitar vocals to my left, Mr. Adam Lestock. And ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Knoxville, on the drums, Mr. Dan Wojciechowski. As we like to call him, Dan the Drummer. on the bass guitar, ladies and gentlemen. We've been playing together since the early 1700s now, and we're starting to get to know each other a little bit, and I have to say, my favorite bass player, the balls of this band, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Rigger. What a great crowd. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce my good friend, and by the way, Grammy Award winning, give it up for Mr. Peter Frampton. Come on! This is the best band I've ever played with, so... Strawberry today.
Let your hands be. right. Can you hear me? Thank you.
fantastic. Thank you so much. Looks like the magic board from CNN, right? Amazing.
Hell yeah! Thank you.
Thanks for coming. This has been great. Thank you very much.